What I think I came here to say, really, was that in my opinion, it's high time that the Anglo-Jewish community in general and the Anglo-Jewish intelligentsia stop devoting an inordinate amount of its pro-Israeli energies to minute parsing of what the BBC or The Guardian wrote about Sderot today or yesterday or last year. I think that we have a situation here in this country, in this community, in this intelligentsia, where people who passionately love the state of Israel and spend a lot of their energy and their time on bashing The Guardian, bashing the BBC, writing about whether Sderot was mentioned 5 times or 12 times or 20 times, rather than helping us Israelis solve our existential dilemmas. The problem of Sderot and Gaza is that Israel is mortally, existentially threatened. It has no long-term future if it can't resolve its conflict with the Palestinians. And here we have a community, albeit not a large community, nevertheless a very solid and important community in terms of Jewish life and Jewish history and Zionist history, which I think is, as I say, being led or misled to believe that if only they can impact on Alan Rusbridger or the Director General of the BBC sufficiently, they will have done something for the good of Israel. You know, when The Guardian published its infamous series by Chris McGreal comparing apartheid to the Israeli condition, I asked Johnny Friedland to convey to Alan Rusbridger my outrage, and I thought that that was terrible, the way that that was played, in the front of the G2. I don't know if people here remember, this was some years ago. The thesis was Chris McGreal had served in South Africa, he served in Israel, and he drew parallels, very, very uncomfortable parallels. Well, I don't feel like that anymore. Now, I don't feel that my outrage did sufficient justice to that piece of journalism, because I feel that we in Israel, not wittingly, have gotten ourselves into a situation today where if we don't get out of it very fast, we will indeed be facing a South African dilemma. We will have a country in which we will be become the minority and the majority will be denied their political and civil rights. And when I read or reread the Chris McGreal reports, I no longer feel necessarily that that was totally tendentious piece of journalism. It might have been a prophetic piece of journalism, but that's not the point. The point is that the outrage which I gave voice to, it was an inadequate reaction. The reaction should have been, has he got a point?